Hello, everybody, and welcome to the War Room. This one is for this weekend's UFC main event, Holly Holm taking on Ketlen Vieira. This should be quite an interesting one. I wouldn't be surprised if we get a full 25 minutes, though, out of this one. Both of these fighters, they've got a high pace. They've got a variety of different strikes, but they're both... They're both consistent at working towards winning rounds, but sometimes if they start to lose a round, the round can be gone. So this might be a back and forth one. I see some advantages for Holly Holm in this one based on the way that Ketlen Vieira strikes, but we'll get into that in a moment. Quick tale of the tape. So Holly Holm is 14-5 compared to Ketlen Vieira, who's 12-2. Of course, the experience of Holly Holm is different, compared to Vieira. You know, who she's fought, the level that she's fought at, and that's not taking into account her professional boxing career as well, which was extensive and credentialed. She's on a two-fight win streak, two unanimous decisions, one over Raquel Pennington over 15 minutes and one over Irene Aldana for 25 minutes. That was back in 2020, though. So she has been out for a while. She's had a couple of fights cancelled in 2021. She was due to fight Pena and Norma Dumont. Both of those fights were cancelled. So I don't know what injury she's been dealing with. Well, the second one, the Norma Dumont one, was a knee injury, it says. So hopefully she's back on the mend. I mean, she's consistently in the gym, in shape. You know, that's one thing that everybody knows about Holly Holm, is she is supremely conditioned. This is why I can fully see this one going 25 minutes, because at the same time as her being very well conditioned, she's comfortable over 25 minutes and she knows it. She can win fights over 25 minutes. She's also, you know, later in her career, she's wiser. You know, she's 40 now, which, you know, will be hitting me very, very shortly. I think a lot of wisdom comes with the experience that she's got, and I think that she'll be able to use that wisdom and experience to overcome the aggression of Ketlen Vieira. So Vieira's 30. I mean, of course, you know, she's a woman in her own right. She's mature, but there is still experience that comes with that additional 10 years that Holly Holm's been, well, on the planet, but at the same time competing. You know, she's been busy. She's been competing regularly. Vieira's coming off one win, a win over Misha Tate, which was an impressive victory, although, you know, I mean, it was five rounds, so that puts her in good stead for this one. There were moments, though, where Misha was landing pretty clean shots, and something that we've seen Vieira struggle with is the overhand right. She seems to be very susceptible to the overhand right. You know, we saw in the Sajara Eubanks fight, Eubanks was going left hook to the body to overhand right, and she was throwing it as a two-piece, and it was landing quite consistently. That's one thing that she has to... That she doesn't have to be concerned with Holly Holm, because Holly Holm's a southpaw, so she won't most likely be throwing that punch. But she will have other weapons that can come from that direction, and we do know that she's vulnerable there. As far as the grappling goes, so this is something I've been kicking around in my head, and which way does this go? Because, okay, well, let me return to Taylor the Tape to start with. So both 5'8", Holly Holm has a 1-inch reach advantage, which I think is going to be very much nullified by the fact that she stands in a slightly different stance. You know, Holly Holm being a bit more side on, using that lead side kick, using her kicks to the midsection, and she also uses that kind of rear chasse kick where she kind of crosses her legs over. I think that might be risky against Ketlen Vieira, who's got very, very good straight punches. But I do think that the wisdom and the movement of Holly Holm is going to be key. You know, you go back to the Irene Aldana fight, and at no point did Aldana make any adjustment to be able to overcome the movement of Holly Holm. And Holm was consistent over 25 minutes. Move away, hit with the side kick, walk her onto a head kick, jab, jab, move away, side kick, chasse kick, walk her onto the head kick. You know, it was like, it's a very consistent game. If the finish comes, absolutely she'll take it. But if it doesn't present itself, she's not going to take more risks than she knows that she needs to. That's, you know, part of the reason why, in my opinion, Holly Holm is going to be a really tough test for Ketlen Vieira. Like, Vieira can get aggressive. She can overextend herself. She can take risks that sometimes she pays for. You know, the Kunitskaya fight was a winnable fight for her, I felt. I feel like that could have been a fight where, you know, with a wiser head on her shoulders and a bit more experience, that she should have probably been able to make the adjustments in that fight. Then she'd be on a 3-fight win streak. I wouldn't be surprised at all if Vera tries to clinch and take Holly Holm down. You know, it wouldn't surprise me if she starts to struggle enough with Holly Holm's movement and range where she decides, okay, I'm going to put her on the floor. I'm going to beat her up from top position, because she knows that she knows that's a comfortable position for her. She will contend on the floor with Holly Holm, no doubt. The challenge will be getting past her takedown defense. I think once she's on the floor, she'll be able to largely nullify Holly Holm and most likely stay on top position and use good ground and pound. But the challenge is closing that distance and Holly Holm knowing full well that if she does, she's got a fight on her hands. If you think back to Holly Holm against Raquel Pennington, we actually saw her use her clinch work a lot more in that fight. And it wouldn't surprise me if we saw elements of that as well in this fight. Because if you're Holly Holm, you want to shift through different ranges. You want the long range fight where you're moving away and you're hitting her with that side kick and then you're trying to circle her onto the left high kick. That's ideal for Holly Holm, and she can work that for 25 minutes. But if the distance closes down, she would much rather get that underhook and turn you against the fence. And if that situation happens a few times where she finds herself nullified, she may find it easier, like she did against Raquel Pennington, to take the initiative and drive Vera up against the fence, clinch her, use good head position and beat her up against the fence, and, you know, make this a long, drawn-out battle. Going back to the stats, Holly Holm has a slightly higher striking output, but both have the same striking accuracy. Holly Holm having a better defense just overall. But then that changes as we go into the grappling ranges. Caitlin Vieira, this is where she takes over. So 1.7 takedowns on average per 15 minutes, 46% takedown success rate, which is a decent stat. I mean, she's getting every other takedown that she shoots, as well as a 90% takedown defense. So with those stats in mind, not taking into account who they faced, you've got to think that Caitlin Vieira is going to be able to win those exchanges. Whether she'll have to use a lot of strength to overcome Holly Holm in those exchanges is another thing where she's going to feel comfortable that she's going to be able to work into those later rounds. I expect this to be a bit of a game of cat and mouse where Holly Holm's backing up, she's walking her onto that side kick and she's trying to stay away from her as much as possible. Vera's going to be walking her down and trying to chop her inside leg and slow her down, but ultimately trying to get to her with those really long straight punches that she's so good with. That will unfortunately require her stepping towards the back leg of Holly Holm to land clean punches, and that's where the risk of the high kick comes into play. But I think this is going to be a really interesting fight. I'm excited about Caitlin Vieira because of the way that she fights, because the physical attributes, the attitude that she's got, the skills that we've seen so far in the UFC. You know, I feel like she can create problems for every single person in this division. And if she's able to overcome Holly Holm, that would be two former champions that she's beat in her last two fights. It puts her in a very, very strong position going into her next fight. Enjoy this fight, and I'll see you next time.